I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food. I'm at the Big Apple Block Party with the legendary Mike Mills.
Yeah, I'm glad I have the opportunity to talk with you and talk a little bit about barbecue. And, you know, it's kind of, that's the world I live in and love to do it. I do it every day.
How long have you been doing it?
Well, I've actually been in, I've cooked all my life, my family, my dad, his brothers. This was just a way of life for us growing up as kids that I can remember actually standing in my crib and watching my dad out in the backyard barbecuing. And he barbecued for, of course, the family, but at the same time, he barbecued for all the neighbors. They would all bring some meat over and he would cook it also. Whenever it was ready, then they'd stop by and pick it up. But it, you know, I really didn't get into the to make a living out of barbecue until 1994. But to make a long story short, in 1988, I had heard about some barbecue contests. I didn't know that there was such a thing. So I found out about those, and I thought, man, that's right up my alley, because I like a good party. And started a contest in Murfreesboro, my hometown, down in southern Illinois. And I had a bar and grill, mainly ran it as a bar. I had a little barbecue sandwich that, you know, that I had, and a hamburger that had been the tradition of this bar, and just a little flat top. But I'd have barbecues on the weekends, you know, to sell booze, and, you know, I was in the booze business. I'm actually a dental technician by trade. That's what I went to school for, and I still have a dental laboratory that I've had for, this January was 50 years that it's been in business. But I started this contest, and after I did, I thought, some of my friends and I put a barbecue team together. And in order to be able to pull barbecue teams, like some of them that you have here, have all cooked in Murfreesboro at one time or another, to come to our town as a festival. And small town, 8,000 people. And I thought, wow, what a world to live in. Look at these great people. I cannot think of another way that I could have ever met so many people that would impact my life over a period of years. This year will be the 25th year we've had that contest. Really looking forward to it. You know, this contest here, I had the opportunity to come up here and be associated with Blue Smoke and help put Blue Smoke into the business, which was actually the first real barbecue that was in New York City. And, of course, you know, everybody always wondered, well, can you cook good barbecue in New York City? Sure you can. There's no difference in cooking in New York City than there is cooking in Southern Illinois or Mississippi or Alabama or any place else. It's just having a passion for turning out a good product. It's all available. Everything is, you know.
So tell me about turning out a good product.
Well, I'm going to say it has to be in your heart. You know, you have to have a love for it. And I've always had the philosophy that if I'm going to turn out something the same way as it was when I was in the dental field, I wanted to be the best. I wanted to turn out as good as I possibly could. So if I'm going to put my name on it, I'm going to work at it hard. Because it's my name, you know. I want to be proud of my name and what I turn out. And having that philosophy and living that philosophy has worked out very well for me. You know, we're over here right now. The ribs we have are froze, but I don't want to put on frozen ribs, but we're going over every rib. We'll thaw them all out before we put them on. It's just that extra care, that extra little touch of love, so to speak, that makes the difference between a mediocre product and a perfect product.
Now, for the layman at home, who maybe, you know, just fires up the grill in the summertime, do you have any tips? Are you allowed to share some secrets?
You know, I do have, and everyone, so to speak, you know, grills at home, or whether they have a gas grill or a charcoal grill, or if they go to the park someplace and, you know, have a picnic and enjoy that. Usually the biggest problem that people have is their fire is too hot and they turn the meat too many times. The hotter it is, if you slow it down, the product will be better and it will seal off and have the juices in it. Also, if you flip the meat over, just keep turning it over and messing with it all the time, it dries it out. You know, you keep puncturing it, you know, even if you're using a pair of tongs. The more times you turn it, the drier it will be. If you'll just let it, just try to turn it one time if at all possible. And so just slow your heat down and do it for a little bit longer.
Now let's go back a little. How do you pick a great rib?
Rack of rib.
Well, you know, unfortunately, I get my ribs specked out, you know. But you can still go to any of the stores or to a butcher and find you a great rack of ribs. They're available, you know, to the general public. You don't have to. But mine are specked out from the standpoint that mine are within a fraction of an ounce, the same, you know, same trim, everything that I have, so that I can be consistent. You know, when you come to me one time, I don't want it to be one way, and the next time you come, be another way. So the name of the game is consistency. It has to be the same every time. So therefore, you have certain rules, and you got to follow those rules every time. So it's not, you can't say, well, it's going to take, like making the cake, it's going to take 25 to 30 minutes. Everything I do is by temperature. I check, I have a thermometer with me constantly. Check it out.
Yes, he does.
You know, and I know what temperature I want that product to be. And I don't take it off until it's at that temperature. Then I know what that will produce for me.
So for the guy at home, do you look for marbling? Do you look for a certain color when you buy the rack of ribs?
Well, I look for the coloring. Don't you know, I want something that looks fresh if I'm buying a rack of ribs. I'll also say that one of the things that you can do, and I'll give this tip, I don't know if everybody's familiar with what you call a mustard slather. And I use a mustard slather a lot of times, especially if I'm grilling, whether it's on charcoal or whether it's a gas grill. But again, I'll have my heat a little bit lower. I will just take like French's mustard and slather that all over the ribs. And then I will put my dry seasoning on it and I will grill them. What that does, that the vinegar that's in the mustard will help tenderize the muscle in the meat. There's nothing goes better than vinegar and barbecue. The mustard will help seal off the juices in the meat. And, you know, then if you want to add any other sauce or anything else to it, that's fine. But it will be juicier and have great flavor.
How long do you leave it on?
Brush it on, slather it on, you know, just a nice coating, and you just immediately, if you want to let it set for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, that's fine, but otherwise you can just take and put it right immediately on the grill. Of course, my pits, I have large pits, but it takes me about six and a half hours to cook, but I'm cooking hundreds of sides at a time. Doing this on a something where the heat is closer will take a whole lot less time. And if you're cooking around 200, 225, not over 250, it's probably going to take maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours, you know, with an indirect heat. But you got to have your heat down. That piece of meat is very fragile. You can do it in an oven. You will get close to you won't have that smoke flavor, you know, because, you know, usually what it amounts to have good barbecue, you don't want any one flavor to be dominant. You want to be able to tell, close your eyes and tell, I'm eating chicken, I'm eating pork, I'm eating beef, you know, I'm eating fish, you know, whatever it may happen to be. And also then you want to taste some of the spice that you put on it. You want to be able to taste, if you put a sauce on it, you want to be able to taste the sauce. And then I like what I call a hint of smoke. And when you got all four of these flavors in your mouth at one time, I always jokingly say, now we got a rodeo going on. We're having a good time. But if you can, you know, have those flavors in your mouth or have three of them. You know, you got something really good.
So you want to have like a seamless blend that you can't.
Yes. Yes. You know, like I say, when you've got all these flavors in there, I mean, you know, it's mouthwatering. You know, it's just, you know, you can't hardly wait for the next bite. But that's the way that I can tell when something, you know, I'm full, but I want one more bite.
Thank you very much. That was great.
Well, sure, it's been a pleasure to be here with you.
Mike Mills, I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food.